Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. We're here to celebrate, in some ways, 3 years of success through community transformation. You're going to hear from community transformation grant recipients and REACH recipients on their 3 years of progress made through the community transformation grant program. I'm going to read all of their bios, and then they're going to present, and then we'll do Q&A. I'm Sean McIntosh. I'm the program manager with American Public Health Association's Center for Public Health Policy. I was their program manager for the Community Transformation Grant project. We were a national dissemination grantee. Lieutenant Charlotte Kabore is going to be presenting. She's an MPH and MCHES. She is an officer in the United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps and works as a public health advisor at the CDC National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Division of Community Health. She provides technical assistance to Division of Community Health awardees. She was my program officer. She worked with all of the national networks. She provides technical assistance to the awardees. Previously, Lieutenant Kabore worked as a CDC field assignee placed at the Oklahoma State Department of Health Immunization Department. Prior to working at CDC, she worked as an educator and facilitator in public schools and as a biologist at the National Institute of Health National Cancer Institute. Lieutenant Kabore has 21 years of public health experience and education in evaluation, health education, and providing training and serving as a technical advisor to community, academia, local, state, and federal agencies. She earned an MPH from Emory University, MS from Tennessee State University, her BS from the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, and is certified as a Master Certified Health Education Specialist. Also, she is an alumna of CDC's Public Health Prevention Services Leadership and Management Fellowship Program. Bill Blatt is Director of Tobacco Programs at the American Lung Association National Office in Washington, D.C. He's been with the American Lung Association for 11 years and is responsible for all of the Lung Association's health education activities related to tobacco prevention and cessation. Bill has a Bachelor of Science and Master of Public Health degree, both from the University of Arizona. Mary Elizabeth Mel Elliott serves as CADCA's Vice President for Communications, Membership, and IT. As such, she is responsible for all of CADCA's communications, information technology, marketing, publications, and association membership. Ms. Elliott is CADCA's primary media liaison and speechwriter, and is the editor-in-chief of CADCA's biannual Coalitions newsletter and Coalitions Online, a weekly electronic newsletter with 23,000 subscribers. During 17 years at CADCA, Ms. Elliott has worked in nearly every aspect of the organization. She works every day to advance the coalition movement through both traditional and new media. Expanding CADCA's tobacco portfolio, Elliott served as the PI for CADCA's Community Transformation Grant, and she currently serves as the principal investigator for the Geographic Health Equity Alliance, a new cancer and tobacco prevention network funded by the CDC. Prior to working at CADCA, Ms. Elliott served as a children's policy advisor for the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, and for the office of former U.S. Senator Nancy Kassebaum Baker. Ms. Elliott is an alumna of Kansas State University. She and her husband, John, are the proud parents of a six-year-old son. I have a five-year-old. They'd probably get along. Donovan Lassard oversees the development and maintenance of an evaluation and performance monitoring system that effectively gathers and synthesizes data on program performance at the National REACH Coalition. He's their program evaluator. Prior to joining NRC, Donovan was a teaching assistant in the Women, Gender, Sexuality Studies, Legal Studies, and Sociology departments at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He previously worked as a program coordinator at Community Involvement Programs, a nonprofit organization that advocates for people with developmental disabilities. Donovan is a sociology PhD candidate at the University of Massachusetts Amherst with a certificate in advanced feminist studies. Freddie Brown has served in a leadership capacity at the Y for 16 years. He currently serves as Project Manager, Healthier Communities Initiatives, which is one of the Y's signature initiatives that focus on combating obesity and reducing chronic disease rates. In this role, Freddie provides coaching and technical assistance to community teams participating in the Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health Initiative, REACH, Community Transformation Grant, CTG, and statewide pioneering healthier communities. Mr. Brown is a passionate and visionary leader serving on the board of Lexington Hearing and Speech Center and past chair of the Leadership Lexington Steering Committee. With that, I'm going to turn things over to Charlotte Kabore. Lieutenant Kabore is going to be moderating.